any type of environment you're in, any culture that you are.
Yeah.
I think if everyone just learns to be vulnerable.
Yep.
And is expressive about their vulnerability, that's where change can happen.
For sure.
The second you don't show that or are not open to it, you're just putting up walls.
All right, now we've got Kylie Butchart in the house today. How are you, Kylie? We just had a chat before and you said, wouldn't it be cool if we did the Rocky intro theme song to start the podcast? And I said, I'll check with my producer, but I'm pretty sure we can make that happen. Yeah.
Amazing outcome, guys.
We've actually got two producers today.
So talented.
Aren't they looking absolutely delicious out there?
Yeah.
Now, Kylie, thank you so much for coming on Sauna Sessions with Shay.
Thank you for the invite.
We have to do a quick little, it's a traditional thing. If you want to do the first ladling of the water onto the hot rocks, just to get us going, get us away.
There's no safety speech?
I'll talk to HR later and see if we can sort something out with that. Just don't burn yourself. Yeah, make sure you do it from a distance.
Okay.
Yeah, don't do it over.
From a distance. But,
We've done six podcasts so far and only four people have burnt themselves, so it's okay. Yeah. So it's a pretty good start. Now, Kylie, thank you so much. And the reason I actually wanted to get you on in the sauna is because I think, we actually met around a campfire singing silly show tunes one night.
Didn't we? That's right, yes.
And it was a fun night down, I can't even remember where we were, but we were camping, you, me, my partner, Sari, and Flinders Peak, there we go. Yeah. And so we had fun down there, and I just thought, this chick's pretty cool. And then you started telling us a little bit about yourself, what you're up to, and then Sari told me a few things about you. And then I thought, oh, okay, this chick's got a cool story to tell. But the main thing I wanted to get out of you is just for a bit of context for the listeners, Kylie, she started a company called Pacific Security Group. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Now, did it start in the basement like most or out of a garage?
It did. It started in my bedroom.
In your bedroom?
Yeah, I had a corner desk right next to my bed and I took calls and I made calls and 12-hour days.
So what was the catalyst to say, let's get this thing up and running?
Cash flow.
Yep. Okay.
Pretty much. So we started with $50 in a business bank account.
Yep.
Set up 30-day supplier accounts.
Okay.
Brought on contractors.
Yeah.
So we pretty much just started selling, got everything in and paid for within the 30 days, and it just flowed on from there.
Now, okay, so you're into security, so cameras, CCTV, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Like, so, and did you know anything about this stuff?
Absolutely nothing.
Okay.
Like, I pretty much made the big jump from having 12 years settled experience with Queensland Rail. I jumped ship to try this out. It was a huge risk. And it was purely on the basis that in security, you've got repetitive contracts in place, like your back-to-base monitoring, similar to like a gym membership.
Yep. Okay.
So I saw that opportunity and thought, fantastic, you know, do the maths. If you could have so many of them, repetitive income, recurring income, which would be a really good foundation.
Yep.
So that's kind of what made me do the jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you started in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Just yourself.
That I had two business partners.
Okay.
Obviously, they weren't in the bedroom with me.
No.
they were out in the field.
So, some have started, you know. It's like, you know, it was a bit funky when we started, but, you know, you've got to see the gates, you know.
Yeah, no, I drew the line there.
Okay,
Yeah, so we just started out. One was more so technical-minded, one was sales-orientated, and then I was more so the systems and processes, customer service.
So was it the perfect click that strengths and weaknesses that you had, the other person had the strengths and weak or the strengths that you didn't have? Like, did it work out that kind of way? Like
it did at the beginning. Yeah, absolutely. We certainly played with our strengths and weaknesses. But I guess over time you have different visions and different ideas and people want to go different ways.
Yep.
So, over time we it took a while, like I think between 4 to 6 years.
Okay.
Eventually there were opportunities where we wanted to go separate ways
and
other things that were in the mix, but I ended up buying out the first business partner and then bought out the second business partner. And from there, because it kind of
So you're on your own now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So from the first 6 to 8 years, I was with two business partners, and it only grew so far because everyone's got amazing ideas and they want to go this way and that way, and it's really hard to bring in three headstrong people to drive it forward in the same direction.
Or imagine even having three people, because it is a marriage, and if you've got three people in a marriage, that can get quite, I don't know, cloudy?
Yeah, or, definitely.
Like, you know, like it starts off with all good intentions and it starts exciting, but then it's different values or different, you know, systems come into place, and obviously 100%. You're like, hang on, we're not on the same frequency anymore.
Different big ideas too, you know. There were so many great big ideas that the guys wanted to run with, and I was kind of left in the background trying to keep up with it and picking up the pieces and setting up the right systems and processes. But after a while, for me personally, I knew we had to hone in on several products, get really good at it, and just focus, sharp focus on those things.
Yeah, gotcha, gotcha.
So over time, that was a big lesson for me.
Awesome, awesome. Because, like, I think big part of the reason I've got you on the podcast is you started in your bedroom. You've had a fuck it moment. I'm just going to give this a crack.
Yeah.
How many people have got that fuck it moment? I'm going to give it a crack out there, but don't, or are hanging on for the right time. And there's never a right time, is it? You just got to do it.
Yeah. I think
Was it out of pure desperation that you was like, okay, I've got to get this started?
There was a couple of things going on at the time. I was feeling, I guess, unappreciated in the role that I was in.
Okay.
It was very much a big boy sandpit.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And a lot of people were coming in into roles above me that I should have been given the opportunity for.
Yeah, well,
so
okay.
So external people coming in, friends.
Okay.
So
for and me, this is male-female stuff too going on. So the men, it was a men's group?
Yeah.
Okay.
So back then I just had an opportunity where I could have taken a they did a restructure, and I was in a redeployee pool until they put me into a project manager's role.
Yep.
And I actually decided, I spoke to HR and they said, well, you've got all these new options available to you now being in the redeployee pool. And one of them was to get an early retirement payout.
Yeah, okay.
And I thought, heck yeah.
I'm taking it. Taking it and running.
Tax-free.
Yeah.
You know, so there was a good, you know, I think there was about 3 or 4 months pay there, all tax-free.
Okay, so that just allowed you to sit in your bedroom and start to nut this out.
Yeah, okay. So in my mind, I definitely didn't want to be stuck in that environment. A lot of people in the, I'm not saying everyone, but a lot of people get comfortable working for a public service area, and you
that
get paid
you.
Well, and I just needed more.
Yep.
I had a drive. I needed to see a difference I was making, and and that kind of was, that was my day done there.
So hang on. Yeah. So now you're going to security. Do you find there's a boys club in that group as well?
Oh, 100%. I've delved into a massive, very male-dominating industry.
Yep.
It has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
There's definitely a change in culture over the years. It wasn't at the beginning. I would walk into meetings with senior technicians as the owner, and the one of the main committee members would bypass me and go straight to the male senior tech and shake his hand just start talking to him directly, which I never took any fault with that. I was like, whatever.
It is what it is.
Let's roll with it. Let's get the job in.
Yeah.
And then at the end when they'd say, oh, when can you do it? They'd say, oh, you need to speak to the boss.
Yeah.
So the shift in mentality over the years has definitely changed.
For sure. Well,
but it's still slow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still out there. I still see
Did you ever, like, if you were a male, where would you be today? Would
it be a
different kettle of fish?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And I don't like to back
with all the
this
same dreams and
down.
Aspirations and systems and processes, if you were a male, would it be a totally different ball game? Or, you know, the way that...
Yeah, I don't want to sort of shy away from the fact that I have had some really good legs up because I've been female too, because there have been men out there who have given me a leg up
to
say, hey, no, I can see that you've got the drive and the ambition, and they have given me that opportunity, and maybe that's because I was female over a male. So there's two sides.
But then
to
do
the
you
sword.
Start hanging out with good people because they're not that chauvinistic pig that
exactly
no one wants
to
deal with, you know?
Yeah.
I think actually in some ways that's the worst kind of male. There's that old,
yeah.
And I've seen it a few times, and that's just there's no need for it these days. But
and I still see it sometimes, even speaking with customers.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
But the way I get around that is I'm just completely genuine. genuine.
Yep.
Say it like it is in a polite way, professional way. Tell them I'm here to look after them, to nurture them, not to to hinder them.
Yeah, okay.
And then as soon as I can create a safe space for them to actually be vulnerable back, most of them do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the few that don't.
Yeah,
they like to just dictate.
I know. I think there is a lot of, and this is, I take my hat off to the older guy that is like, okay, that way doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
I'm 65 and that, and it's like I've been brought up and I don't know any other way.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, I want to change this because I don't like the person that I am.
Yeah.
I take, like, it's like Britney Spears, you know, like she shaved her head, she reinvented herself. And I always take my hat off to anyone that's hit the bottom and is rebuilt from the ground up.
You're so right there. And I think it's any type of environment you're in, any culture that you are.
Yeah.
I think if everyone just learns to be vulnerable and is expressive about their vulnerability, that's where change can happen.
For sure.
The second you don't show that or are not open to it, you're just putting up walls. So,
well, I'm getting another guy on the podcast in a couple of weeks and I want to talk to him about he's always giving out love and kindness. With nothing in return, and he's a music producer and he's producing all these amazing acts around Australia. And all I see him doing online is going, you go get him. Yeah. And I'm 100% behind. And it's not because he wants a gig. He actually just wants to see people win.
Happy.
And that's another reason I've got you on here, because I've seen that in you as well. It's in your heart.
Yeah.
It's just the way that you actually it's the energy that you give out to everyone is you want to see everyone do well.
I do. Yeah. Genuinely do.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, and look, I don't think you'd be in the bloody sauna otherwise.
No. Well, that's why we resonate, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Because you likes like, you know, you attracted to the right energy.
Yep.
And I mean, even just meeting your fiance.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Sari.
Yeah, well, producer Sari.
Producer Sari. Gorgeous Sari. The moment I met Sari, the energy for me was, oh, I like this chick. She's got good energy, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not about looks or what you're wearing or what's going on in the outside world. It's actually a feeling that you get with someone, right?
Yeah.
And you just go, yeah, I want to be around that person more.
So do you remember when you met Sari?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we were at the Norman. Actually, we were having lunch and there's a massive big table of girls and we just connected over conversation. I'd met a boy at the time.
Yep. Okay. Talking about boys.
She'd left a boy. I met a boy.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah. It is now.
Well, I kissed a boy and I liked it. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I kissed a girl.
He was a boy. She was a girl.
That's it, yeah.
That's the song I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Da-na-na. Skater boy.
Skater boy. Yeah. Avril
Lavigne. So you met over Avril Lavigne, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? I'm a closet Avril Lavigne lover.
Are you?
No, who doesn't like Avril
Little
Lavigne?
Little skater girl.
But that song
She's
is catchy.
She's pretty hot.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, I'm also Call Me Maybe, you know? Yeah. You ever catch me in the Hilux, I'll be singing Call Me Maybe until the cows come home. Yeah, love it. Don't care who's watching. It's something about that song. Like, you can be a teenager, you can be 50 years of age, and I don't care who the fuck you are, it's catchy as fuck, that song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Especially when you're in your late 40s and you get young 30s texting you going, hey, baby. And you're going, don't call me baby.
And you start singing it to yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, if we fast forward a little bit, a few years ahead, you're not working out of the bedroom anymore.
No.
You've got a few branches. You've got all these subcontractors working underneath
employees.
You.
Employees.
Yep.
Yeah.
So,
vans. We've just I've just purchased our first office. So from the bedroom, we went out into the lounge room.
Did you ever get to the garage?
No.
Because, you know, most techs, like, they start in the garage. I kind of like that story, you know. But the bedroom's kind of better.
I was in a unit. I was in a flat. So I was like bedroom to lounge room.
Yep.
And then lounge room to a leased corporate space environment where you're sharing the office space with other businesses.
Okay, yes.
So that was the next stepping stone.
So that was creative juices were flowing.
It was all based around affordability.
Yes,
So, you know, you've only got so much cash flow. I did not want to lend from the bank for business.
Yep, okay.
And then, so from there, then we found an office to lease, which was reasonably priced.
Yep.
And then we were there for about 2 or 3 years.
Yep.
And now I've just bought our own office.
Okay.
So we get the keys in a month's time and it'll be
hours. All happening.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
And so, I think on the journey too, you've been doing a lot of self-development. So what sort of stuff do you do there? It's like business and personal?
Oh, 100%. I mean, personal, I think self-development just becomes every day living, yep. you know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's with your partner or I don't have children, but whether it's with your children.
Yep.
I get a lot from my staff, you know. I'm the leader of the pack. I have to be seen to be doing exactly as what I expect of them. So for me, I have to keep on checking in with myself and going, what am I putting out there?
Yeah.
And making sure that I'm giving them what they need to excel as well.
Yep, yep.
So they're my greatest teachings. But personally, yeah, personal relationships with my friends.
Yep.
My partner in the past, that's all been a massive growth spurt for me. And I'm not afraid to admit, like, I've had counselling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's the best thing, and I think everyone should do it.
I 100% agree.
Everyone
yeah,
should do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tricky one because we're still in that space where it's like, oh, there's something wrong with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's we're starting to kick out of that.
Yeah.
But it's like sometimes yeah, I'm going to say, but I'm okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's
it's like
right.
you have to
yeah,
sort of
yeah,
justify.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's like
I'm not a nutcase.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm actually just yep. proactively yeah. really wanting to understand my patterns.
Why aren't you wearing any pants then? You're like, no. That kind of nutcase. But you know what I mean?
Hey, like, I think that some days. Do
yeah,
pants
yeah,
yeah.
On?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought that this morning.
I do. I walk in the
yeah.
shopping centre.
One leg at a time.
Go,
yeah.
Did I take my pyjamas off and change? Yes, I did. It's all good.
Yeah. But yeah, so that, no, that's awesome. So you're obviously always trying to improve yourself.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to be evolving and growing.
Yep.
And if someone, I have got the best group of friends around me. If someone
yep.
were to say, hey.
Yeah.
Do you realise this? Or I think you should think about this. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I don't take offence to it. I actually walk away and think about it. Now, it doesn't say I might agree with it.
I'm 100% on that, yeah.
But
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
open to it.
Yep,
to
yeah.
To explore it and
for
go,
sure.
yeah, do I need to work on that? Do
yep.
I feel I'm okay with that right now? And
I yeah. think I totally agree. I think you should always be accepting of someone that's, you know, like, because
yeah.
it could be from a place that, now I imagine there'd be a lot of people like, fuck you, you're successful and all
yeah.
this sort of shit. And like, it's the tall poppy syndrome.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're just trying to bring you down.
Mm.
But it's also, I think there's a lot of people out there that want you to win. But it's just, you know, it's one of those things that you got to
yeah.
battle. And it's,
I
you know,
find over the years, I've just had to completely ignore those
yeah, yeah,
tall
yeah.
poppy syndromes.
Mm.
And I just run my own race.
Yep.
I've got an idea where I want to be.
Yep.
I know where I want to take us. I've got my projections, you know, with finances and everything. But there's so much going on out there for everyone.
Yeah.
Messages.
Yeah.
You hear it, you see it, people aren't at you, they're demanding this of you, you're getting pulled every which way and loose. But
yep.
I just got to stay focused, run my own race.
Yeah.
If someone's bagging me, whatever. You know,
but
I'm making waves. Someone's bagging me.
With those people, those type of people, that's like that's energy that you're expelling, that you could
yeah.
use for something good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and so
yeah.
I actually feel sorry for those people. You know,
yeah,
it's
me
like,
too.
It's like, oh,
I know,
you poor
get
bastard.
Out of that.
You know, it's like you wake up and say, oh, I've got to write a 1,000-word essay on why I hate Kylie.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I could be
yeah.
here for a while, but
know,
honey,
put
on a cup of tea, and I'll get you once I've finished. It's like it's so much energy and effort. Like,
and there's no outcome from it.
Nothing good from it.
Not for them anyway.
No, no.
And
so,
I just block it.
Yep,
because
yeah.
I have to.
Yeah.
Because if I lose sleep over that, I'm not using my energy to produce the right
yeah.
environment.
Spot on. Spot on. How important is sleep for you?
Oh, yeah, right up the top of the list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you? How good's your pillow?
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah
I
yeah.
have a...
How many pillows have you gone through to find that pillow?
Oh, geez. Probably about 10, and I've been through a few mattresses too.
Are you a
bed... It cost me thousands
you're
of
not,
dollars.
You're not a bedwetter, are you?
Not yet.
Not
yet. I'll buy nappies when that starts happening. I don't know. I'm open to that.
To me, it's the most important thing. Yeah. We're just getting told by our producer to do another
action.
Quick...
Action.
Yeah, yeah. But it is. I think sleep is super important.
100%. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I've just heard the other day that you've kind of... now, people say 6 hours. How many hours do you get?
Oh, 7.5 to 8.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So I think
occasionally my pussycat wakes me up in the night, but
I'm glad it was your pussycat that
yes,
wakes you up.
Yes. I'd like it to be something else, but hey, I'll take what I can get.
A few meow meows, and it says, right, you're right. What does it want to get fed at that time? Or what?
No, he gets the boot. Shut the f- Get out. That's what he gets.
Never thought pussycats woke people up in the middle of the night. But obviously there's, yeah. Are you a cat person?
Oh, I'm an animal person.
See, I didn't take you for a cat person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I live in a townhousey type of condo, so I can't really have a big fluffy puppy dog.
And see,
I can't have donkeys or bloody...
I don't know why you didn't want to have a donkey.
I've had a few donkeys actually in the past, but
I'd like to go over to your house and say, "Shay, this is the donkey room." We're getting a second one in next Tuesday. You should come back. What have you got a donkey room? But yeah, it's I think sleep is super important, and you got to have it. You got to have it, otherwise, like
I have brain fog if I don't have enough sleep.
Yes.
I can't be clear thinking.
And then nutrition. Yeah. You're looking after your body as well.
Yeah, definitely. If I have a day on the couch watching Netflix, I actually feel a bit guilty. So I'm working on that.
Yep, okay.
To say, no, it's okay.
Yep.
You can do this.
Yeah.
But I feel sluggish afterwards. I'm like, ugh, I need to go out. I need to do something. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think just moving. If you, just start
go
moving.
Go for a walk or... Yep. Yep. Play golf or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the future hold for Kylie Butchart?
Oh, well, I've always said now the next 40 years for me are going to be the best.
Yep.
I've learnt a lot of my lessons. Mm-hmm. I've made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
So I think now it's just about finding joy.
Okay, yeah.
That's
awesome.
And doing me and not feeling guilty by it.
Yep.
You know, in the past I've... If I have done me first, I've definitely had that guilt feeling.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Even if it comes down to me taking the day off work.
Yep.
As the business owner.
Yeah.
I feel guilt. I'm like, oh, I should be in there helping them. We're really busy.
Yep.
But we're always going to be really busy and I need to just go, no, it's okay. That's why you've employed them.
Yep,
They've got this. Let them do it.
I've produced another podcast with builders and... Yeah. A lot of the builders feel exactly the same way. They feel very guilty about going to hit a golf ball for 2 hours.
Yep.
When they know that all the systems and processes are set up, and it's like all the boys are working, but it's like they find it hard to recharge the batteries as the leader.
Yes.
And I think it's very important to recharge the batteries because you've got less love and less positivity and less everything to give if you're
100%.
You're not fully charged.
Yeah, if your energy levels are down, you're not giving anything to anyone.
Do you ever like go into the office and go, right, I'm just not here today and fuck off home?
Only in the last probably year or two.
Yep, okay.
And I actually had to sit down with some of my staff members to say, hey, I need to make some changes.
Yeah, okay.
And it was more so around probably my own mental health that I had to look after because I'd been running on fumes for so many years.
Yeah.
Business is relentless. It does not stop. People think, oh, you're so successful. You live a great life. It's like I never turn off.
Yeah.
Even when you have a day off.
Yep.
There's something going on that you've got to get to.
Yeah.
And I like to get it done so I can relax.
Yeah, yeah.
Or you'll get a call from one of your VIPs that you want to take. Or someone will say, call you out of the blue and go, I've got this great opportunity. Can I send this through? So you take the call. So you're never really switched off.
Yep.
You
know? Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah, it's important that I had to actually go into the staff and say, right, I'm really struggling right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I need some time.
I'm going to take a change in my approach. I'm going to be in the office on these days.
Yeah.
These other days I'm working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm not working Fridays.
Okay.
So that's been a huge shift in my thought process to do that.
Okay. So if your brain's going all the time, what do you do anything to slow it down, to quieten it? Is it meditation?
Am I allowed to say this?
You can say whatever the hell you want. Anything's You can say whatever you want.
No, I won't put this on the record, but anyway. we'll run with meditation and saunas.
Okay.
I really love saunas.
Nothing sinister at all, folks.
No. Saunas are freaking amazing.
They are.
Yes.
Now, how are you feeling about this sauna? You getting a little bit hot?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Going
I'm
good?
I'm fine, yeah.
Any sweat? No? How do you feel about the robes? Robing up.
I don't mind them.
They feel quite comfortable.
I feel a bit Greek or something. Okay. Is it the Greeks that go in there doing the hot saunas? The
Well, a lot of customs do sauna. The Russians, men? The gems, Swedish people. Oh, Swedish people do it. A lot of them do it naked.
Yeah, they do. They just a lot of the Europeans.
Not even towels. A lot of it. Yeah, that's and they're just good nothing. Gracious. But it's like, again, we were talking about this before, how we giggle like little 16-year-olds in Australia about, you know, nudity. Yeah. But over there, like I was just talking to my brother-in-law the other day. He was in onsen, I think they're in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
And he said some guy was just there scrubbing his nuts in the middle of it. Like it's kind of like a, you know, it's like a sauna steam room environment. And it's like everyone just got on. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit strange. But it was just like it's what happens, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Walking on a bone.
But everyone's naked. Yeah. And it's like after 30 seconds, you kind of get used to it and realize, hang on, I'm being the weirdo, you know?
Yeah, true.
So it's like no one's there to, you know, there's no peeping Toms. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know why we do that in Australia.
I don't either.
Yeah, we just like, we say penis, vagina, and everyone giggles. I know.
You should only laugh at farts, right?
Or fart at laughs. Or fart at laughs.
Fuck at laughs or fart laughs. I'll have another beer, thanks.
Hey, Kylie, I really appreciate you coming on today. Actually, we didn't explain to everyone too that Kylie jumped in the ice bath before you for about 4 minutes. Absolutely nailed it. It was actually too easy for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
You knocked it out of the
park. We'll go 4 degrees next time.
Yeah, we will. Now, to end all podcasts, you've got to do the ceremonial splashing of the rocks. Just make sure you don't burn your hands.
Okay.
But thanks again for coming on, Kylie. Much appreciated.
Really all right, guys. Appreciate it. It's nice and steamy in here now.
Just watch that hand. Don't burn the hand. All right, guys. Well, thanks, Kylie Butchard, for coming in today. And don't forget to like and share and subscribe and all that shit for whatever happens on podcasts. I don't know what happens. You got to have I've been told you got to have a CTA, you know, a call to action.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, what that call to action is I don't fucking know, but, you know.
Do you need security?
Yes, if you need security.
Alarm, CCTV, monitoring, back to base, nightly patrols, feminine touch, look after you.
Go check out Pacific Security Group.
.com.au.
We didn't even get onto you won the Telstra Business Awards Chick of the Year or whatever. Yeah. But you know. Oh, well. Look, yeah.
Another podcast.
Yeah, another one. Okay. Thanks, God. We've got some Rocky to play us out. And if we don't, we'll just add in later. Yeah. Yeah, yep. And out we go. Hang on. Here we go. There we go. All right. Thanks, Kylie. Bloody legend. Now let's go box.
All right. I've got a few people to box.
Actually, what we should do is ceremonial thing is you have to pick up two rocks at the end,
right,
you know, and just hold onto them. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're out.